No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
What's up, everybody? It's time to preview Week 2 of the Big 12 football season. I'm Pete Mundo. Thanks for joining us. We always appreciate your time on the radio, on the podcast. If you are on video, then yes, we're coming to you from a different location than usual after a travel trip this week. So we've got a great Big 12 schedule, and I want to break these games down into 3 different tiers. Tier 1 games, Tier 2 games, and Tier 3 games. And then I'll give you 3 picks against the spread during the show as well. So our Tier 1 games this week in the Big 12, Baylor-SMU, Iowa State-Iowa, Kansas-Missouri, Arizona State-Mississippi State, and K-State-Army. Our Tier 2 games, Oklahoma State-Oregon, West Virginia-Ohio, Houston-Rice, BYU-Stanford, and Cincinnati and Bowling Green. And then my Tier 3 games, Colorado-Delaware, Utah-Cal Poly, UCF-NC-A&T, Arizona-Weber State, and Texas Tech versus Kent State. So that's my breakdown on Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3. And then we'll go through all these games here on the show as well. So we'll start off with the fact that I want to give you one of my picks here early on. And this is a tricky week to pick. You've got rivalry matchups. I traditionally like to stay away from those. I want to lean into Iowa State. I want to lean into Kansas. But I'm also like, man, you got the border war in Columbia. Is that a good idea? You got Iowa State hosting Iowa, where Iowa has owned Iowa State in Ames. Iowa State's won the last 2 meetings in Iowa City. They have not won in Ames in going over 10 years now. So I'm generally going to avoid those games against the spread. But I'll open up with one that I like for you here. And I'll start off with Oklahoma State taking on Oregon. Oklahoma State's now a 29-point underdog going to Eugene. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, am I really going to turn down 4 touchdowns? Maybe. I mean, maybe you think that Oklahoma State's just done. Maybe you think that Mike Gundy's just washed up. And yeah, I'm not thrilled by the fact that Hoss Haney is no longer with the program. Well, he's with the program, but he's got a broken foot. He's out for 5 weeks. But I'm still sitting here and I'm like, I can't turn down Mike Gundy for 29 points. I know he's on the road, but I just can't do it. Maybe you can. But I'm not going to turn down 29 points with Mike Gundy. I don't know what Zane Flores can do. I know that Oregon is loaded, especially on the defensive line. I understand all of that, man. But I'm not going to sit here and not take 29 points. I mean, can they lose the game 48-21 and give me a cover? Yeah, absolutely. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, you know, Oregon has questions on the offensive side. Maybe the offense is not up to speed. Oklahoma State's transfers have a chance to really impress and improve themselves on that side of the ball. And Oregon's got a new quarterback. They've got a big offensive line, but a lot of new guys there as well. And I'm just like, okay, can Oklahoma State get into the double digits and just at least cover this massive spread? Maybe it's a gut pick as much as anything else, but it's a pick that I feel like I'm sitting here and feels like a no-brainer to me. It's just almost too many points to not feel decent enough about. And that's the part of this that I'm like, okay, sign me up. I'm in. I'm ready to roll. So I'm rolling Oklahoma State plus the 29 points as I look at my sheet here coming up this weekend. Another game that I like, another pick that I like this week I'll give you here is Houston and Rice. Houston is a 14-point favorite. And I'm taking the Cougars minus the points in this one. Rice has a new head coach. They've got questions on the defensive side. The offense is entirely new. And I just don't see any way that Houston, who won the game by about 20 points last year with a lesser quarterback and an offense that I don't think has close to the high-octane potential that this one does, can't go out there and win this game by at least two touchdowns. So this one was very enticing to me, and it's not one of the sexier games of the weekend in the Big 12, but when it comes to betting and making a buck, I know that most of you probably don't care about that, right? You're just looking for the best picks. And that's where this game to me was very compelling. I saw enough from that Houston defense last week where I'm like, man, this Rice offense might find itself in a world of hurt with all the new faces that they've got on that side of the ball. And then offensively, is Houston improved? Yeah. I mean, we all thought that was going to be the case. And then we saw Wigman last week, and I know it was Stephen F. Austin, but they've had a couple of extra days of rest as well here going into this game. So I like Houston a lot taking on Rice minus the 14 points. And then the last pick I'll give you here, and this one's a little dicey, but this, for me, this pick is much more about what I think the potential is for this program that I'm going to lean into here, because there's a lot of people that are on the other side of this, and that is leaning in to Arizona State minus the points going to Mississippi State and taking on the Bulldogs. I know there are some of you that are like, no, this is crazy. The public is heavily riding Mississippi State in this game. If you look at some of the numbers here, and I've got them in front of me, let me pull those up for you real fast. Mississippi State's getting a lot of love. 93% of the money is on Mississippi State. But here's the thing. The line's not moving a lot. It opened up at Arizona State minus 7, and now it's at Arizona State minus 6.5. So I can get Arizona State minus the 6.5. 93% of the money, according to Wager Talk, is on Mississippi State, and the line's only moved half a point. That tells you there are a lot of bets coming in, big money bets coming in on Arizona State in this game. So I like a lot about what Arizona State can do. And yeah, they didn't look great last week. They didn't. And I think that's probably part of the equation here. But at the same time, Arizona State, I believe, will represent the Big 12 well. I think that, you know, they got out some of the kinks last week. Kenny Dillingham was the first one to admit that that was not a great performance. He knows they've got to be better, and he understands what this game means for the Big 12. And that's a big part of this. I mean, this game is enormous for the Big 12 Conference, for what this league is going to be viewed as. If Arizona State competes in the Big 12 and loses to Mississippi State, and Mississippi State finishes at the bottom of the conference, that is a disaster for this league. Dillingham and the Big 12 cannot afford for that to happen. So I am all in on Arizona State this week. And, you know, I think that there are wise guys that would suggest that's the right play based on what you're seeing there on the betting odds from Wager Talk, which is where I'm looking at some of this from. So sign me up for Arizona State. I'm very high on what they can do this year. And, you know, I think they'll be competing atop the Big 12. All right. So Mississippi State is a little bit bigger up front, just reading through some of my notes here. Mississippi State is bigger up front. They're better at defensive end. But at the same time, I just think that Arizona State's got enough in the trenches to handle Mississippi State, has the better talent at the more important levels, not every level, but the more important levels, and that'll be the difference in this game for the Arizona State Sun Devils. So those are my three picks of the week. Now, bouncing around the conference, though, there's a lot of other important games here. I'm Pete Mundo. HeartlandCollegeSports.com is where you find us. So Baylor SMU is a really important game.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Baylor had a bad loss to Auburn. SMU is coming off a college football playoff appearance. This game is big time in the state of Texas. And Dave Aranda knows that if this season goes south quickly, he's going to find himself in some trouble. He finally spent a lot of money in the portal. There are high expectations in Waco. And if he goes 0-2, it's going to get ugly. So I thought to myself, do you go with Baylor here? But based on what I saw last week, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't. I mean, maybe Auburn's like the shock of the college football season, but I could not roll with Baylor in this game. So I'm not picking this game. I'm just telling you that Baylor's got to prove to us, especially at two key positions, offensive line, getting push up front, running the ball with Bryson Washington. They've got to prove that they can go out there and they can win a game in the trenches. They just got smoked on both lines last week. And SMU may not be Auburn, but SMU is a good program. This is not what it was 3, 4, 5 years ago. Certainly not 10 years ago. So Baylor's got to get its act together. This is a big game for Dave Aranda. Sneaky big game on Saturday. And then you got Cy-Hawk. You know, we know how close these games are, and that's why I'm not picking it. But Iowa has a great defense. The D-line is a strength. Defensive backs a strength. Special teams are tremendous. Iowa has won six straight games in Ames, and they're 4-1-1 against the spread. So I'm not touching this thing from a spread perspective. However, I will look at it and say, based on what I've seen through the first couple of weeks, I think Iowa State's offensive line will handle the pressure from Iowa's defense. But this still feels like a field goal game either way, where it's like Iowa State winning 17-14, 20-17. What was last year? 20-19. Like, it just feels like that kind of a game. You know, I'm not going to touch the over under. I saw it's been moving upwards from like 41 to 42. The over may be appealing to people based on what Iowa State's offense has been capable of doing, but the key is going to be getting those tight ends into the mix, work them in, and have a lot of success up the seams. That is the thing that will result in Iowa State coming out with a win. But it's a rivalry game, man. Iowa State has played two games already. They've traveled halfway around the world. I'm not saying they're going to be tired at all. I'm just saying there's too much about this that to me is up in the air, so I'm avoiding it. But it also is a big game for the Big 12 as that spread sits there at Iowa State minus 3.5. KU-Mizzou is huge. Kansas and Missouri. Border War's back. And I love what I've seen from KU. Missouri has a very strong defense. It may be one of the best defenses in the SEC. They got nine guys back. Nobody went to the NFL draft. But the offense is totally up in the air and totally unproven. So from that perspective, you look at it and you're like, okay, that side of the ball doesn't make any sense to me. What Missouri's going to do offensively, I don't know. But I also have questions still on the Kansas side with their defense in particular. So the story is, what does Kansas's offense do and how does it handle the Missouri defense? Can Jalen Daniels put up points on that Missouri defense? If he can, KU cannot just cover. They can win the game. But if Jalen Daniels suddenly looks like a shell of what this guy was the last couple of weeks against Fresno and Wagner, and he's just totally stifled by a high-quality SEC defense, then it could be a long afternoon. But I'm very high on this Kansas team. I like them a lot. I enjoy and appreciate what I've seen from Daniels these last couple of weeks to start the season. I think he's got good weapons. The Alabama transfer at wide receiver, you know, what you've seen in the backfield as well, and then what you've seen on that defensive line. But this is a huge test, and because it's a rivalry, I'm also not touching it. K-State Army is a sneaky big game. You know, Army's coming off a loss to Tarleton State. Kansas State's coming off a near loss to South Dakota. K-State just is a total mess right now. That being said, Army's in fairly bad shape as well. Now, their strength is at linebacker, and that's something that obviously could give Kansas State some trouble going into this game. But K-State's just got to figure itself out. Like, K-State can win this game by three touchdowns. I just don't know the mental state of the program right now, and that's why I'm staying away from it, because I just don't know what the state of that program is and where their heads are at. And when I can't get a read on a team from that perspective, I generally avoid it. But I know that this game could easily sneak up on maybe not K-State, but certainly K-State fans, even though they're a heavy favorite. West Virginia, Ohio's only a 3-point spread. Ohio lost to Rutgers by 3 points last week. So the couple of schools of thought here, well, maybe Ohio's burnt out. They played a Big Ten team tight, and now they're going to be burnt out. Or is it just, hey, West Virginia's not maybe all that good. We don't really know what they're going to be. The public is hammering West Virginia, which makes me nervous, to be honest. So I'm staying away from this one. But Rich Wad does not want to be in a position where he's losing his second game to a MAC team. Even though Ohio's a good program, trust me, he doesn't want that. But, you know, there's a lot of transfers on Ohio. They got a new head coach. Their strength is at defensive back, which really matches up well for West Virginia, because they're not going to, in most cases, try to beat you down the field anyway. I mean, they are a run-first team. We know what Rich Rod's offense is. And, you know, the strength being at defensive back ends up being actually, I believe, a good thing in this matchup for West Virginia. So I'm going to lean West Virginia here, but I'm also not touching it. BYU-Stanford. This is now a chance to see Bear Bachmeier against slightly better competition. Well, much better competition than Portland State. But it's like, all right, we got a taste of it week one. We love what we saw week one. Let's see what we got in week two, right, against better competition. So this is a pretty good game and a big game for BYU. I think the defense is going to be there. We've talked about that the last couple of weeks. Now it's like, what do we see on the offensive side against better competition? And then Cincinnati Bowling Green is intriguing just because, you know, Cincinnati comes back after that loss last Thursday night to Nebraska. Now you got a Bowling Green team that's got a strong O-line. They lost a lot of seniors, though, last year. Lost 32 seniors. Both teams have been off since Thursday. But the Bowling Green questions are on defense. So what does that mean in this matchup for Cincinnati? A lot of it remains to be seen. But I do think this is a sneaky important game in the Big 12 this season and this week. And then the Tier 3 games. You've got Colorado-Delaware, Utah-Cal Poly, UCF-NC-A&T, Arizona, Weber State, and then Texas Tech, Kent State. So I'll give you a storyline for each of these teams in games they should easily win. Colorado, can you get that defensive line going? Can you get that defensive line feeling good about itself after the Georgia Tech game? And I expect a big offensive performance here, but for me, I want to see the confidence build on the defensive side of the ball. Utah, just keep it rolling. Make sure nobody gets injured. Okay, that's really the goal. That's it. That's the only thing that matters for this Utah team in this game. UCF, NC A&T, start Taven Jackson. Don't let this game be close early. Let it be a blowout and just try to wrap it up early and get some backup guys in there for the second half. For Arizona, once again, you got over of these first 2 weeks, you get over the tougher hurdle last week against Hawaii. Now it's like, just keep it rolling, man. Keep the good vibes going. Keep the mojo going. You got Kansas State coming up. It's a weird non-conference matchup, though, because the home and home was set up before Arizona was in the Big 12. They kept the series. So that's going to be a weird setup here in a couple of weeks. But just use this as an opportunity to continue to feel good about your team after what an absolute and abject disaster last year was. And then Texas Tech, Kent State. Kent State was 0-12 last year. I don't expect to see Baron Morton. I expect Will Hammond to play at quarterback. I would not play Baron Morton after he got injured at quarterback last week with that lower leg injury. I would not even bother to play him. There's no point. So just blow out Kent State with Will Hammond. Let Baron Morton rest. That's the most important thing he can do right now. And from there, you just basically try to get him healthy as quick as possible. That's the only goal right now for Texas Tech. Get your quarterback healthy and get it done sooner rather than later. That's the most important thing that they can do right now. Get him healthy and make it happen soon. They got Oregon State next week, and then they travel to Utah in week four, and that starts conference play, and that's going to be here soon. That's 2 weeks away. They need Baron Morton healthy by then. It's huge to get this guy healthy by then. So I'm looking at this Big 12 schedule, and it is a tremendous non-conference weekend. I can't wait for it. And I'm so excited to see how this weekend plays out. And you got some big games that will determine how the Big 12 is perceived this season by all of college football. The top of that list, Baylor SMU, Iowa State Iowa, Kansas Missouri, Arizona Mississippi State, and then to a lesser extent, I'll put Oklahoma State and Oregon on that list. So if Oklahoma State can just make it relatively competitive, that would be perceived as a big win for the Big 12 conference. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12. Great to have you here. As always, make sure that you are subscribed right now to the channel, whether it's on the podcast or the YouTube. And we always appreciate our great audience involved with the radio station. So thank you guys. We'll talk to you soon, and go Big 12.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.